Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the
Todd Bubba Horowitz bringing you home for the weekend on this Brexit Friday. I don't know. I got to tell you, we may just call this the Bubba Bitch Show today because I don't know if there's anything that I'm not pissed off yet. But I might as well start from the top. And yesterday's Barack Obama and his speech about the Supreme Court and about manipulating and how the parties dissent against each other. And well, I don't know. There's nobody greater at creating more rift in the political system than an egomaniac by the name of President Barack Obama. He has become the most antagonistic president in my memory. Now, I'm only 60, so I didn't get to see that many presidents. But I assure you, most likely, he is the most arrogant and most... that's the word I'm looking for. I already forgot. That's how mad I am. But he looks to pick a fight, and then he looks to blame. And I have to tell you that is not the America that I know. I don't care whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, a Libertarian, Independent, Socialist. America is America, and either we're going to stand up united, and I think that's in the Pledge of Allegiance, and I think that's in the Constitution as well. But I think it's one nation under God, indivisible, for justice and liberty for all. Well, this jackass continues to push away everybody with everything that he does and every word that he says. And when are we going to grow up and realize that the antagonism that he brings out is intentional? This is all political. He's got nothing left in office. He's done. He's got whatever days left, and he's done. I can't wait to see the list of people that he pardons. This may be one of the greatest lists of all time of the people that get out of jail now and the pardon. I mean, I'm sure he'll forgive all of Mr. Sharpton's taxes that he owes. Okay, you know, I as he dines frequently at the White House. Okay, owes millions and millions of dollars in taxes, but what the hell, you don't have to pay. So I'm sure I can't wait to see this. But is he really? I mean, I happen to think that he's extremely intelligent, okay, from a educating standpoint, from a scholarly, I guess is what I'm looking for, very well read, probably one of the best speakers in the history, delivers a great speech, which goes right down with the Carney huckster, in which I always thought he was. But isn't it time to pull everybody together instead of pushing everybody apart? But, of course, he doesn't see it that way because it doesn't fit in with his plan of getting another 4 years of this same crap that we've put up for 8. All of the promises that he made have never come to fruition, okay? His big argument against the very wealthy, well, he did a great job of making them a lot wealthier. And I have no problem with that. I mean, again, I'm not against anybody. I'm against BS, bullshit. I'm against a liar. I'm against somebody who puts together something to attack one item but leaves out 95% of the facts. I'm against somebody who steps out and talks about the job creation but doesn't talk about the wealth destruction. Okay? Yeah, you created 13 million jobs, which is not nearly enough, mind you. Okay? But you also destructed the wealth of the middle America. You also ruined the elderly. You have forced them to sit into a stock market in which they have actually no interest in being in with all of their money And, you know, someday we'll see the 80-somethings working at Walmart pushing shopping carts outside for $9 an hour. Okay? So as far as I'm concerned, Mr. President, you've done probably the worst job that I can ever remember. And believe me, there's been some bad work. I mean, George Bush did a lot of bad things, you know, as far as from a political standpoint. But one thing he didn't do is he didn't hide. Okay? He didn't always blame the other side. Okay? But every president in the history has got good and bad on both sides. But what shows the issue and the ability to be a great leader is the ability to convince everybody, all of your troops, whether they be Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, or Independent, Socialist, whatever they are, and get all of your troops and pull it together. But, of course, this guy does not want to do that. Colonel Ralph Peters said it best on air, and when he got suspended for a couple of weeks for calling Obama a, you remember the words, I don't want to get suspended. Well, it's my show. I guess I won't get suspended, but Mr. Obama does not get to have a clue, or he is just so ridiculously left and really wants to turn us into a nation of socialists. And I believe that's probably more the case. I believe that he would like to see socialism take full throttle in this country. I believe that that's part of the central bank agenda. I think that we've seen this coming for years. I think Ron Paul has seen this coming for years. And I think that if you think about it and you look at the activities that have gone on, I think we can all agree, whether you agree with the viewpoint or not, I think you can agree that the Federal Reserve, which is supposed to be independent, is actually controlled by the Congress and by the president, so to speak, and that they've done a horrible job. And that what we've really seen is, again, the destruction of the middle class. Yes, the wealthy, they have made more money than they would ever know what to do with. And God bless them. I mean, look, that's the part of being rich. I wish it was me. Okay? But it ain't me. And I'm in the middle class. And I'm the guy that's getting pushed around by a lot of these ridiculous policies that he is out there bragging about and what a great job he has done. In the meantime, he talks forever and says nothing. Okay? He talks forever and bends over, patting himself on the back, at what a great job he's done. So I asked you, has he done a great job? What is your opinion? Okay? I'd love you to email me at bub@bubbatrading.com and tell me what your opinion is. I'll read him on air. I won't disclose your name unless you want. Hell, I'll talk to anybody about an air too. I'd like to hear if you've got the same viewpoint or a different viewpoint, let me know. I have no problem. Listen, I'm freedom of speech guy. I'm an American. Before anything, I'm an American. Okay? And believe me, I want this to be the greatest country. Not for me anymore. I'm old. Okay? I'm near the finish line. I want it for my kids, your kids, grandchildren, for everybody. But I'm tired of the crap that we got to go through on a daily basis, listening to all these idiots speak time after time. Anyways, the one group that is not idiots, one of the best groups, is Thinkorswim. It's a great platform. It's one of the ones that I use. It's built by traders for traders, and they do a hell of a job trying to educate you and make you give you a better shot to make money and to increase your yield on your portfolio by offering classes on a regular basis. Every day they have their swim lessons, which are from 10:30 to noon Central, 11:30 to 1 Eastern time. They've got technically speaking every day, and they've got the plunge, the weekly sessions. Look, they are trying to educate you because we all have the same objective. Everybody wants everybody to make money who's involved, because, you know, we all have our own reasons, but they want you to make money and they want you to be educated so that you have a better clue at what's going on next. That's Thinkorswim. Make sure you check them out. In the meantime, when you miss one of my shows, you have to go to libertytalk.fm. That's my station. Okay. We've got a lot of great content besides the Bubba Show, but the Bubba Show and the Sporting Edge are there every single day for you to download. Actually, Sporting Edge is only on the weekend, but the Bubba Show is there every day. Make sure you check it out. LibertyTalk.fm. This is the Bubba Show, Top of Horowitz. I will be right back at the break. Bubba Show.
When love runs high.
Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we'll call this Bitch Friday. The Bitch Friday. You know, it's funny, my dad used to be in the, my dad was a peddler, I mean, the meat business. And, you know, I used to get up with him at, you know, 4 a.m. and go down to the meat markets and pick up meat, and we deliver it to different restaurants and delicatessens and things like that. And you know, worked his ass off, worked hard every day, never took a vacation. In fact, he couldn't go on vacation until I was old enough to drive so I could do the route for him, because it was his own business. But when you go down in the place, yeah, there were helmets, okay, and on his helmet they had inscribed the bitch. So I guess I'm the bitch junior. But you know, I got to tell you, I listened to Hillary Clinton's speech, okay, and like Donald Trump or don't like Donald Trump, I don't care, doesn't matter. And again, I think I like his concepts. I don't necessarily like who he is personally, but again, I don't have to like who he is if he does what he says he's going to try to do, and if he can get some help from the other side of the aisle, because this is, again, we talked about this earlier, this is about working together. But this Hillary Clinton is a piece of work. I mean, and when he calls her Lion Hillary, or that was Lion Ted, Crooked Hillary, okay? He ain't lying, okay? Now, again, you can like Hillary. I know a lot of people that will vote for Hillary Clinton. You know, I can't tell anybody who to think for that. Again, that goes back to the being American, okay? And I'm an American first before anything, okay? And I'm going to defend my country to the best that I can, before I do anything else. But what a lying bitch, man, I'll tell you. I just don't get it. I don't get how people continue to fall for it. That is more the thing that bothers me. Okay, now, I want to pick apart some of the things that she said in her speech, and I love the way she tries to emphasize certain things in her speech. It just makes me want to puke. Good thing I got a puke bag next to me in the car when I'm listening to her. But, okay, now, she talks about bringing jobs, okay? Now, we all want to bring jobs. But so far, the administration that she represents, the policies that she says she's going to continue using, did not do a very good job at creating jobs. They created a lot of minimum wage jobs. They created a lot of service jobs. You know, we got a lot more people working at fast food places that were used to, you know, working, making. We got a lot of people now making $15,000 a year that used to make 50 and had full benefits. OK, but now the whole 15's got to go pay for their other benefits. But we got more people working. Of course, what she neglects to tell you is that we've got the lowest participation rate since 1974. What she neglects to tell you is that we've got 94.7 Americans that are unemployed. Yes, yesterday we just had the lowest number of on the jobless claims in, I think, 43 years or something like that. Yeah, of course we did, because nobody's looking for a job anymore. They gave up. OK, and one thing I know about America is we don't give up. But the creation of what we're bringing here and what we've got Obama and Clinton now trying to bring up is to give up. Don't worry. The government will take care of you. We will print some more money and we will run out. OK, so that's a bunch of bull. OK, the jobs. OK, let's have everybody no student debt, no college debt. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm just finishing. OK, and when I'm done, it'll be $500,000 in college education for my two children, which, A, I did not get one tax deduction off of. OK, B, okay, I won't get no relief off of that number, okay? And C, how the hell do they think they're going to pay for college for everybody? Now, I will grant you that college is way too expensive, and I will grant you that, you know, the system is broken there as well, because there's something going on that all of a sudden, I mean, I know that my sister, now granted it was 50 years ago, but when she went to Southern Illinois University, I think her tuition was $97 a quarter. Okay. Right now, my son and my daughter, they spend $97 a day on food. Okay. Not a quarter, a day. So what happened with the lack of inflation? Okay. You know, we don't count things that are important, but so now, okay, you've got ridiculous costs, and what no student should have any college debt. Well, how are we going to accomplish that? Okay. I mean, the simple way to accomplish that is that kids who can't afford to go to better schools, don't get scholarships, have to go to a community college. There's nothing wrong with going to community college. I mean, I didn't go to college. So, I mean, I don't know. Why is it that we have to have so many of these entitlements, okay, you know, or take the chance and go into debt? Now, I don't agree in going to debt. And quite frankly, if my kids didn't go to school, I'd have given them the money and had them start a business. But America doesn't require you to be educated. Some of the jobs you go to require you to be educated. But America itself, to be successful, there's many wealthy, wealthy, rich, rich people that never went to school. Okay? So, you know, again, and I'm a believer in college. And I'm a believer in not only the college education, but the college experience more so. But, again, there are, you know, there's a lot of trades out there. There's a lot of businesses out there that don't require a college education, okay? And again, I'm not saying you shouldn't go, so please don't take this message wrong. I'm all for it, okay? But, you know, college isn't for everybody, and sometimes you can actually do better for yourself by not going to college, okay? But at the end of the day, you cannot promise everybody free college, okay? It would be a mathematical impossibility, because where is the money going to come from? We already have a deficit that is so large that we will never get out. Okay, so I don't get it. I don't get where the money's going to come from. Okay, I don't get where she goes around promising all these jobs and everybody clap, yay, Hillary, Hillary. You know, I don't get it. I just, again, and I'm not saying on the other side, I'm not saying Trump's any different, but I think he's got a better idea. And I had the best idea, but I tried to run for president. I couldn't run because it was too hard for a guy like me to get on the ballots. It was too hard for a guy like me to get in, because I didn't want to spend millions of dollars to get involved. Okay, that's more what's wrong with the system. But then, of course, you know, Hillary kisses ass of all the local politicians. Okay, and she obviously criticizes the Republicans, except when she needs something and wants to, you know, make a case against Trump, because the Republican Party doesn't like Trump either. Okay, so she uses that to her advantage. And again, I don't blame her for using that to her advantage. In war, in politics, in competition, you use whatever you can. So I can commend her for trying to do that. But she is crooked, Hillary. And this is not new. This is not something that just happened today. Okay, this goes way back. But yet she will sit there and try to glorify the things that she has done. But I think one of the biggest things that pissed me off is her attack on the rich. Again, I wish I was one of the rich. I'm not, but I wish I was. And, you know, they want to attack on the rich, go for it. But I guess she doesn't consider $150 million among the super rich. I don't know about you, but I certainly consider it among the super rich, $150 million. But, you know, according to her, it's not. You know, it was what she was entitled to. I mean, you know, how many of you get $600,000 to deliver a speech? Okay. And as she wink, winks, nod, nods at Wall Street, right? I mean, look, we all know the special interests own everything. I mean, Hillary Clinton is bought and paid for, okay? You don't think Goldman Sachs is in her ear on one side and Warren Buffett, another jackass, on the other side? Okay? Look, these guys buy everything, okay? That's what money does. It allows you to have control, okay? Do you think that if big oil wasn't such a big lobbyist and wasn't so involved, that they wouldn't have gone after them like they did in the coal business? Come on. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, big oil is the boss. I mean, they run everything. I mean, that's why there's so many problems. And that's why, you know, they let this oil fall so they could put out a lot of their competition out of business. I mean, you know, come on. We know that politicians are bought and paid for. It's stupid. It's kooky talk. Okay. But this is what we have. But we have to fight back and take control of this country instead of having the individual, okay, that are bought and paid for by somebody else taking care of it. That is the bigger problem. And when we come back, I'm gonna give you the 28th Amendment. Okay, somebody sent me an interesting email. I'm going to share it with you because I think it's pretty interesting. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. You know, when you miss an episode, LibertyTalk.fm will get you The Bubba Show every day, and it will get you The Sporting Edge on the weekends. And I need you. I need your help. I want you to get there so I can get more downloads. Let's get down there and download that show. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. I'll be back right after the break. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba.
Trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And interesting, and I mentioned this before we went to break. I'm going to read you something. Okay. Children of Congress members do not have to pay back their college student loans. Staffers of Congress family members are also exempt from having to pay back student loans. Members of Congress can retire at full pay after only one term. Members of Congress have exempted themselves from many of the laws they have passed, which under which ordinary citizens must live. For example, they are exempt from any fear of prosecution for sexual harassment. And as the latest example, they have exempted themselves from health care reform in all of its aspects. We must not tolerate an elite class of such people elected as public servants and then putting themselves above the law. I truly don't care if they are Democrat, Republican, independent, or whatever. The self-serving must stop. Governors of the 35 states have filed suit against federal government for imposing unlawful burdens upon their states. It only takes 38 out of 50 states to convene a constitutional convention. Now, here's the proposed 28th Amendment to the United States Constitution. Congress shall make no law that applies to citizens of the United States that does not apply equally to the senators and or representatives, and Congress shall make no law that applies to senators and or representatives that does not apply equally to citizens of the United States. Now, that's pretty simple, and that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Now, I'll tell you, it becomes extremely frustrating watch what goes on, because again, this is correct. You serve one term, you get a full pension for life. Okay, now you know why these guys are willing to spend so much money to get what to get into that job in the first place. Now, you know, I'm not going to say that there's graft, official graft, okay, like there probably was at some point in time, because again, obviously it's much more challenging now. But again, there is kind of graft through campaign contributions. There is graft through other sources, which may not be generally just handing over money. But I think that this makes sense. Now, why should our legislators not have to have Obamacare? Okay. Why should their children be allowed to waive their college debt. Where's my angle? So not only are they overpaid for a shitty job, not only are they overpaid to do nothing, because, again, I'm sure there's some good ones out there. I don't know any myself personally. But that doesn't mean that there's not a few good out there. But when does the corruption end? When does the double standard of who we are end? Okay. Why are they better than us? That I don't understand. Okay. Why is the Congress of senators and the president, but I mean, obviously the president is the president, but why are people there entitled to more than I'm entitled to? I mean, you know, they're already on the damn company payroll. They're already overpaid to begin with. Okay. Yet you and me, we're out there busting our ass every day of the week trying to take care of our families. We don't get those same benefits. We don't get a 3-month vacation. We don't get to not go if we don't want to. We don't get to go raise money and campaign. Okay. I mean, when does this all stop? And when does the government become part of the real workforce? Okay. You can see why people want to work for government offices. Because it's like stealing, okay? It's like legalized stealing. Because you get paid, you get extra benefits, you skirt some laws. I mean, why wouldn't you want to? You know, so if you're a deviant and you're a sexual harassment, you get excused for that, okay? I thought that was a criminal offense that you should go to jail for, okay? I mean, you know, look, I have a daughter. Anybody ever went near my daughter, I'd kill him, okay? I don't understand it. I mean, I got to tell you that it doesn't make sense that we, the people, okay, are we that getting screwed. I think that's what we are, right? We're not we, the people. We're we that get screwed because we've got a bunch of crooks running the business that we're in. We have a bunch of embezzlers, right? I mean, obviously not really embezzling, but I mean, they're taking our money for what they want. For what they want to do. When is the last time they really did something with your best interest? Think about this, okay? When is the last time, let's see, we had the debt ceiling, which, you know, oh, they were sweating. But in the meantime, they're sitting in the back drinking a scotch and smoking a cigar, both of them, the Republicans and Democrats, wondering how they're going to screw us, okay? So, I don't know. I don't see the fair and equitable balance of what we should have. I don't believe that the government, a federal government, should have so much power. I believe that the power should come back to the states. Okay? Because, I mean, what the hell? I mean, you know, we talk about Brexit and what's going to happen there. I mean, you know, maybe a state will decide to secede. I saw that once on a episode of Boston Legal. But, I mean, think about it. Maybe a state will decide to secede from the union. Okay? And who wants them anyways? I mean, yeah, California, let them go. They got too much debt there anyways. I mean, they're one of the causes, okay? So do you really think that we're getting a fair and equitable deal from our geniuses that run the ship here? I don't think so. I think we're getting screwed, okay? I mean, and I'm not really happy about it, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, again, I've always been a supporter of some sort of system to keep the guidelines. But when does it stop? And when do we stop paying exorbitant amounts of money and watching them get ripped off by vendors and fixed deals for whatever they do? You know, if you've ever been in the sales business or you've ever worked with a government agency, you know, they get a budget every year. And, you know, the laws are pretty simple. To get the work, you have to bid. Okay? Now, we all know, if you've ever been in the business, that if you get close enough to the person who's making the decision, you know what the bid is. You know how to undercut it. Okay? And then, of course, you got to do a little kickback to make sure that you get the bid. Okay? And, of course, then all of a sudden you overrun it. And, oh, well, it costs more money. I'm sorry. Okay? And that is a problem because, you know, bid rigging has gone on for, you know, probably since the Stone Age as well, like everything else. And, you know, bids are written with certain specs. And, you know, if you're in, you know, you make a product and your competitor makes a product, you know, they write a spec that you have, your competitor doesn't. Well, they can't win the bid anyways. And that becomes a problem. But they have to spend and complete their budget or it doesn't get renewed. They don't get the same amount of money, which is why we keep running into to more and more debt. Okay? Because the situation is that they just keep spending and they always overspend. There's no benefit for saving money. There's no benefit for not spending at all. So you know, if you've been again with involved in government businesses, that every time the end of the year comes up and they got money left over, they're going to start buying and they'll buy just about anything because they don't want to have the money left over because they want to make sure they get the same amount of budget for the next year. Oh, isn't that stupid? I mean, does that make any sense to anybody? We're going to start buying things we don't need because we have to spend our budget so we can get reapproved for the same budget or more the next year. Now, to me, that's just stupid. And of course, but that's why we're $19 trillion in deficit, because we're just stupid and we'd let it happen. Okay. I don't know how we can continue to stand aside, but that's why I continue to say that in this country, there will be another revolution. Now, again, it may not be a guns revolution or a fighting revolution, but there'll be some sort of revolution because the uprising and the inequities that are created by our own people, okay, by the government itself, the inequity that they create to the average citizen, which is why we want the 28th Amendment, okay, is ridiculous. And it's a joke. And I think, again, it needs to stop. All of this manipulation, all of the crookedness and fancy campaigning and everything that is goes on, it has to stop. I mean, now again, there is no perfect way that it's done. I'm not going to say anybody's better than the other, but does anybody like that be for this election? That probably by the time it's all done, there'll be over like probably $3 billion spent on this. Is there not someplace better that we could have spent the $3 billion? Should there not be a limit on how much you can spend as well as a term limit, unlike the ones we have now, on all government offices? And shouldn't the president just be one term of like 6 years so that he doesn't spend his first two trying to get reelected to his next four? And then his last two doing nothing but trying to change everything. I mean, I don't know. I think that makes sense to me. I don't know if you agree or disagree. But again, hey, listen, anytime you disagree with me, fire in an email. I can take it. I'm not always right. Okay, but I have an opinion. And again, because this is our country, we have that right to express our opinion. And I'm afraid that they continue to take our rights away. And when we come back after the break, I'm going to discuss another right that I think they're trying to take away from us. And that's really pissing me off, too. But this is The Bubba Show, and I'm happy to be here. Make sure when you miss an episode, libertytalk.fm. You can download it every day as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends. That is The Bubba Show at libertytalk.fm. I'm going to step out of a break, and I will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back to The Bitch Show. I know, The Bubba Show. Better known as The Bitch Show. Okay, so we now have another situation. I don't know if you saw the morons of the Democratic Party on the floor of the House when they were talking about guns and all that stuff. Now, number one, I am a firm believer in the NRA and in the Second Amendment. Okay, so let's make no mistake about that. That I support, even though I don't own, I do support the Second Amendment. I do support the right to bear arms. And I think that's a right that was given to us by the Constitution. Okay. And I believe that we should have the right to defend ourselves. Now, as far as, you know, automatic weapons, obviously, they should be eliminated. But unfortunately, you'll never eliminate it from the crooks. They'll always get them. Okay. Listen, have them are big enough. They're bigger than most companies. They'll build them themselves. But more importantly, when the Patriot Act was put in a number of years ago, it really circumvented a lot of our rights from the government. Okay, it really took away things that you had that give you the unalienable right. Okay, and one is privacy and search warrants and all that stuff. And I never liked that, obviously, that they can do whatever they want. But if they can base it on, and unfortunately, there is no way to, you know, that you can prove how what they're basing on. So they say, well, we're basing it on the money laundering or terrorism. They can come and snoop right into my deal and, you know, rip me apart. But the new proposal, the Donald Trump no buy, no fly, okay, or no fly, no buy, whatever, no fly list, you can't buy. You know, I was in favor of it. And then somebody explained to me and went through the, you know, the rights, because again, when you're upset about something and you see some terrible things happening to good people, like in Orlando, I mean, you know, there's no excuse for gunning down innocent people. I don't care what your feelings are on anything. I mean, there's no room in this country for prejudice. Okay, we're Americans, and that's it. There should be nothing else to that. Okay. You know, you may not agree with what I say, but that's okay. You don't have to. You have the right to disagree, and I have the right to do it, to say it, and you have the right to be whatever you want, okay? As long as you're within the laws, okay? Now, I know that it doesn't work that simple, and it's not always that way, and there's still a lot of hatred, and there's a lot of bad things in this country. But that's just, you know, that's human nature, and it takes time. And, you know, over time, someday, maybe that will cure itself. But the conversation I had, so I was all pumped up, and I liked it, and I thought it was a good idea. And the person took me aside and said, right, except that, again, what you're doing is you're giving up another right, okay, and you don't have due process when they do that. And now you've given up the right, another privacy right, okay, because there is no real way to know that you're on the no-fly list. Now, you know, let's not confuse my views on terrorism, because, again, I would be happy, more than happy, if I could get away with it, to dust them, all of them, okay? I would have no problem with that, okay? I am against the terrorists. I would like them destroyed, okay? I don't believe that they have rights because of that. I think when you become a terrorist, you give up any right that you have, okay? So let's not confuse the issue. This is purely based on constitutional law, which I'm not a lawyer, but I have some base understanding. So, you know, there was a TV anchor that was on the no-fly list, and he wasn't a terrorist. He's a guy I know, and he got on it because of a flight he made. Now, if they give you, you know, due process, and they give you, you know, they let you know that you were on that list, and you know, and come after you. I mean, if you're truly on a no-fly list, there's has to be a reason, doesn't there? So shouldn't they have to do something? Shouldn't that person maybe be arrested? I mean, if you can't fly, maybe you should be arrested, okay? And I remember, again, I go back to Boston Legal because, you know, it was a funny show. It was one of my favorites. But, you know, Denny Crane was on the no-fly list. But my bigger concern here, in all seriousness, is that if you take that away, and you can't, you know, no fly, no buy, again, you're opening up the government, again, to dig in deeper to your life, okay? And I don't, again, I'm very comfortable with going after the bad guys, okay? What I don't want to happen is I don't want the good guys to have to give up their rights because we have a president that refuses to acknowledge the terrorism and refuses to listen to his generals about what should be done. I do have a big problem with that because they needed to be and still need to be destroyed. So to me, I find that to be painstaking that we haven't taken care of that yet. So we've now had, you know, a number, Paris and Belgium and California and Orlando, and who knows where else and what's next, because we have a president who refuses to go after that. But I do not want to give up our constitutional rights at the same time. I believe that instead of, you know, pissing so much money away on the things that we talked about earlier today, we should focus more on legislating and prosecuting, not legislating, prosecuting these people that are on a no-fly list. Because if they're on the no-fly list, there's got to be a reason. So let's go after them. And if they're not on it, then and they shouldn't be on it, then let's get them off. And then if you have a legitimate list of reasons of people, then that should be part of the penalty of being on that list, is that you cannot buy. Okay? But just because you happen to appear on that list, I think there needs to be more than no fly, no buy. Because what if I appeared on it? I mean, again, believe me, I'm not a terrorist. You know, I'd like to get rid of them all. I mean, so where is it? You know, there is things that do happen. And that's why I think that we need to address these issues head on and give a better plan. It's the same as the TSA at the airports. I mean, they miss 90% of the things that get through there. Okay. I mean, but think about who you're employing there. Basically, minimum wage people that, you know, are just looking for a job, and all of a sudden they became an officer type. Now, again, I have nothing against the people that get the job. I'm not against them. But don't you think that we could probably upgrade? Don't you think that we should have the police there or the army, you know, have people there? Of course, we're destroying our own army, too, which is another thing. We'll get that to another day. But don't you think that, you know, don't you think that there should be an officer on every airplane? Okay, you know, an undercover officer on every airplane that is packing. Okay, I mean, have we not had enough bad experiences to learn that we can do so many things better instead of trying to arm the bad guys and destroy the good guys? And what they're trying to do with this gun legislation is to try to get rid of the good guys and go to the crooks, because we know for a fact that the crooks are always going to get the guns. This is not new. Go back to the Tommy gun in the 20s. Okay, the gangsters always had them. Okay, here's a policeman with a little six shooter. Okay, and here's the gangster with a Tommy gun. So again, the criminals will get what they need. They always do. Okay, because they're always one step ahead, especially when you have a leader that wants to be passive and try to react to trouble instead of nipping it before it happens. So just think about that. Again, it's a very frustrating issue when your leader does not believe in defending his country and being the aggressor when every one of his advisors tell him that the only way out, the only way to fix this problem, is to be the aggressor. Anyways, I don't know what you think, but certainly you can email me anytime at Bubba at BubbaTrading.com. This is The Bubba Show. You know, when you miss an episode, all you have to do is go to LibertyTalk.fm, and you can download the show, okay? I want you to know that, you know, you can send me emails if you've got questions, comments, complaints. I'm here. You know, again, as we started out the show, I'm an American, and I want to see a great America, okay? Anyways, tomorrow, check out The Sporting Edge. In the meantime, this will do it for The Bubba Show. Todd Bobowitz, we'll see you back here on Monday. Same time, same station. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bobowitz. Have a great day, everybody.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk Event.